Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylist, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review, evidence-based medicine magazine, UK Health Radio, Code Health, and Nitric Oxide. It's a great doubleheader. Dr. Lisa Piper, Wendy Kahn-Osborne, the Code Girls, they're the founders of Code Health, an international bioenergetic therapeutics company. They'll be joining me along with biochemist trained Dr. Nathan Bryan, PhD, international nitric oxide and health wellness expert. Then we'll be the sports doctors in. We'll have some emails and some Dr. Bob wisdom. Are the Code Girls available?
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Great. Great. Please, each you guys, if you could give me a quickie background and your role in Code Health and what Code Health is all about, each of you would be a great start.
Okay. I'm Dr. Lisa Piper. I'm a PhD in natural medicine, board certified doctor of natural medicine, and my background is pretty diverse. I've studied lots of different energy healing modalities like Reiki, medical Qigong, pranic healing, in addition to Kundalini yoga. My master's was in health psychology, so of course I'm a lifelong student, and now I'm putting all that education to work.
Yes.
As the
every one of those topics, Dr. Lisa has been seeing be featured over the decades on the Sports Doctor.
Yeah.
Every single one, yes, the marriage of Eastern and Western medicine, the express of natural medicine. And go ahead.
Yeah, that's my background. So I'm very diverse in all of those different aspects. And in my role in Code Health is mostly in education and research.
How about you, Wendy?
I am Wendy Kahn-Osborne. I am the other Code Girl. My background is in business law. I specialize in marketing and actually working with people who are injured with workers' compensation and Social Security disability. Prior to Code Health, I had a company that was also an alternative to over-the-counter and prescription medications. But through Code Health, we have something that is truly what we would call pioneering the next level.
You know what, Wendy? You know what also sets you guys apart? The old term alternative medicine, us against them, eventually became complementary. I don't want to take all the credit for it, but over the years, the ability to accept what each side and the whole idea of the big anti-aging longevity, functional medicine, Dr. Lisa, like we're talking about, you know, our culture is treat the symptoms, take a pill, do surgery, et cetera, et cetera. Words no one ever heard of, biogenetics, and that whole topic is a very, very popular one. And so what are some of the different points you're talking about with the world of calming down, enhancing sleep, rest and recovery? How would you describe you guys bioenergetics, therapeutics?
It's pretty simple. We use saline solution that has been imprinted with very specific informational energy patterns. And what they're designed to do, based on the function of the formula, you just mentioned several of the functions, but it up or down regulates to restore balance in your body. There are no side effects, no contraindications. So like you said, it's complementary and alternative medicine. And because we're using...
You know, it's a big deal when you're talking about no side effects. This is a very, very big deal. You can't watch TV in the United States. By the way, the United States is one of only two countries in the world that allow prescription drugs to be constantly advertised if you're not watching the diet commercial.
Well, they advertise the side effects, too.
Yes. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, but this whole tremendous emphasis on 80 being the new 60, my longtime colleague, Robert Goldman, who virtually invented anti-aging like 30 years ago, that tremendous organization, A4M, and this tremendous interest in, you know, being healthier without side effects, without drugs, has become a tremendous, I think, addition to what's available. And what makes the situation with drops and whatever and the saline tool, what makes that unique?
The uniqueness of it is that the same one drop works for all. And I know that a big part of your community, you talk about youth sports.
Yes.
And it's very interesting because so many of these young athletes are in the position of where they need to use all types of traditional medication that has chemicals in it. And
yes,
those
very
chemicals
big point.
That are being used.
Yes, very good point. Is we see the, it's one of the things, the more talented the kid is, the more the pressure's on, both mentally and physically. Where, again, after a while, if my daughter doesn't take two Advil three times a day and needs a killing her, you know, that kind of situation is very, very common regardless of the sport. And the natural medicine side has really exploded. CBD, idea of using a cannabis medication. Every pro athlete I ever knew took advantage of pot, whether it was to smoke better or rather to sleep better, or it was to try to relax or reduce pain. What's the best website people can find out about the Code Girls and the Code Health?
Our website is www.codehealthshop.com, and our social handles are also at Code Health Shop.
Yeah, we'll give a quick shout-out to our friends at That One, the brand and podcasting organization that a lot of our great guests have been podcast hosts or whatever. It's an exciting group. We want to say hi. So that this area again of this bioenergetics and the idea of anti-aging, how has the medical community cooperated with? Been a hassle, right? When you come out of, Wendy, you know, the healthcare world, good luck to you in that particular case. And but when you're dealing with these kids, youth sports, and their parents and or their coaches, I would have to ask each of you how your sports psychology skills are.
Well, my health psychology skills are pretty stellar.
Okay, but, there you go. That's going to be overwhelmingly.
Wendy's better with the sport.
Yeah,
that was her life.
I was very much involved with youth sports all the way through the collegiate years. And I will tell you that the one thing that we are so proud of is our products have so many benefits. And they're not just used for the children, but they're also used for the parents. And so you know that when there are high-level competitions, there's lot of stress that happens.
I want
there's
to include the grandparents, yes. I'm going to include
and
the grandparents,
grandparents.
In, that, in that group.
All ages. But
now the area you guys, again, either of calming down problems physically, this hurts, that hurts, this hurts, or enhancing performance, very, very popular, big deal. It's mentally, it's a big deal, physically. You know, the role of the foot, I could, you know, I'll have you go back and listen to some of my past shows. But when you're talking about those kinds of aspects and the mental side of things is such an important part. So being an educator, like one of the first things you mentioned, Dr. Lisa, and whether it's the community or organizations or teams, I would imagine it's, you know, today where it's a real challenge still, isn't it?
It sure is, you know, because of the food that we eat and the toxins in the environment, the autonomic nervous system is really hard to keep balanced. Kids have a lot of trouble staying focused. And aside from mental health.
Is that with or without the social media? Right?
Yeah, right? Good question. But, yes. You know, there's two things that are really important with sports. That's keeping your immune system strong and healthy and keeping your stress levels in check, really. And that's really where our focus is.
Oh, yes. I have mental experts from around the world. I had a Taoist from the Netherlands on a few months ago talking about 2,500-year-old rules like simplicity and compassion were as important today at the highest levels of athletics as it was, you know, a million years ago. Wendy, the business side of health and wellness, it's such a big deal. There's so many different types of, I've had sports pharmacists, which is a whole new specialty that I'm very excited about on the show over the past couple of years. How do you see the business challenges of the health and wellness, let alone the obesity and the idea of everybody and his uncle's diabetic? How do you see the business side of these challenges?
I think the biggest challenge is that what we have is something that people are not aware of. So the thing that we need to do is put ourselves in front of audiences just like
you
your
got
show.
It. Yes, you now have.
A fabulous
As a matter
community.
Of fact, you hit it on the head, Wendy, because you're going to have the replay of this, which is absolutely has been terrific so far, which is talking about some of these prerogatives that we need so much to be paying attention to. You know, if we don't get these youngsters to exercise, forget sport. If we don't get them to exercise, the earlier the better, we'll never make a dent in this nightmare of juvenile type 2 diabetes, which was renamed 20 years ago from adult onset diabetes to include all these kids. So the wellness and health side. And what are the age limits or the age commonalities, Dr. Lisa, with your with the product? Is it 103 to 3?
But our products, Dr. Bob, they're safe for people and even animals of all ages, from infants to elderly, even pregnant women. They're safe. One ingredient.
I'm going to recommend that to one of my favorite guests. Sue Williams is a sports hypnotist from Australia. But she's also an animal psychic, and she's she's an equestrian champion. And she would be very, very interested when you mentioned some of these situations where, again, natural, natural, natural. And now, again, the genetics and all of the science that goes into this really is what so much of this is all about. Give us some examples of some of the products before we run out of time.
So our superhero product, like we like to say, is the Calm Code. And the Calm Code is great for individuals that are dealing with any kind of daily stressor
The
way.
Are they dealing with
right,
life?
Daily stressors and life, anxiety, depression. But what it also does is it actually puts your autonomic nervous system back into balance. And what that does is it keeps you centered and grounded. So there are many individuals that have been taking Adderall, and instead of taking something that has chemicals,
our over-medicated population, let alone our over-medicated children, times 20, of course, the pandemic made everything 100 times worse and so much more challenging
right.
in so many different ways. So again, this to me, why we try to feature this all the time on the Sports Doctor, these science-based really, really solid-based situations that, again, can be healthy, can be non-addictive, can be things that could be not having anything to do with drugs, and can have both mental as well as physical positive effects. And, of course, the term safely is a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, our formulas, we have a sleep formula and we have an allergy formula, which is really incredible for people that suffer with all kinds of allergies. That is a real big problem here, everywhere. And we
Have you had anything to do with the autism world?
That's our calm drop. So our calm drop is very effective for individuals on the spectrum. We've had a lot of really incredible testimonials from families who have experienced just giving their children the simplicity of the drop, saline solution.
Simplicity, big word. That was the main word of the Taoism, of the Taoist theorist that I had on, Walter, from the Netherlands, talking again about simplicity. I knew the time would fly with you guys. Code Girls, everybody. Give me again the best site people could find out about you, all the products, all your great work.
First, we just want to say thank you so much for having us on your show, Dr. Bob. We really love everything that you do, so thank you very much.
And you can find us at www.codehealthshop.com and on social media at Code Health Shop.
Great. Okay, you guys hold on. We'll be right back, everybody, live from Chicago, the Sports Doctor.
The station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at a special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're excited. We've got biochemist trained, Dr. Nathan Bryan, PhD. He's an international nitric oxide health and wellness expert. Dr. Nate, Dr. Bob, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Great. Give us some quickie background on yourself and the role of nitric oxide, again, let alone the science of age defiance, but give us some of that connection with you and nitric oxide and how what a big deal it is in your background.
Well, I'm a small-town Texas boy. Grew up in small-town Texas. Got a degree in biochemistry from the University of Texas. From there, I went to LSU School of Medicine in Shreveport and got a degree, a PhD in molecular and cellular physiology. From there, I trained up in Boston at Boston University Medical Center. And you know, I've been studying nitric oxide now going on 25 to 30 years. And we understand that nitric oxide is a foundational molecule that regulates things like circulation and blood flow, mobilization of stem cells, activation of mitochondria, the energy-producing organelles of the cell. So,
Sort of like everywhere. you know, there's been
everywhere, right? It's a foundational molecule.
Tremendous new excitement in the world of sports performance, in the world of sexual performance, in the world of all sorts of physiology. We've seen a lot of attention finally, including the nitric oxide idea, although it's a wild west out there sometimes with some of these different claims, you know, with this tremendous excitement around longevity and functional medicine. Now, the fact, that's why I brought up the fact of your biochemist training, because you're talking a different language when you're talking about why you're impressed with nitric oxide and how important it is. True?
No, absolutely. And that's the, you know, that's the problem, because there's a lot of companies out there selling products that, you know, claim to make nitric oxide and improve nitric oxide. And in fact, they don't, because they can't. And the reason are these companies don't understand the basic biochemistry and physiology. So, you know, that creates enormous confusion. But, you know, people are starting
to recognize. God bless America. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Right. Good luck with you. Well, again, when you're talking about the highest performance of sports, or you're talking about senior citizen medicine, which we pay huge attention to as a sports podiatrist, or high-performance youth sports, which is a real big deal, I'm very excited. I just got my latest gold medal in figure skating 2 days ago, man. Danny O'Shea with the doubles. Because we're celebrating 16 years till Evan Lysacek won in 2010. I had to throw that in, Nathan. We were just celebrating that figure skating is a big deal with me. But go ahead. Give us more of the world of nitric oxide and its importance. And the acceptance, finally, for medicine, it seems.
Yeah, well, you know, nitric oxide, what we're finding in the data, again, over 200,000 papers published in the scientific literature, reveal that the loss of nitric oxide production is really the earliest event in the onset and progression of all age-related chronic disease. So we need to focus on what are you doing that's inhibiting the natural production of nitric oxide, things like mouthwash, fluoride toothpaste, antacids, eating a high-sugar, high-carbohydrate diet. All of those things completely shut down nitric oxide production. And so if you start paying attention to that...
How is nitric oxide measured, Doc?
Well, that's a challenge in medicine because it's not, you know, part of the normal blood panels, because nitric oxide is a gas...
That's a real hassle, the fact that it's not part of the routine. That's why I knew that I was going to be saying good luck to you, you know, when we're talking about... Well, you know, I've been talking about childhood obesity for 35 years, and we're in the same mess as we were over then, you know, let alone worrying about nitric oxide. But do you find, again, that the general practitioner, for example, is the person who's really should be grabbing a hold of this from A to Z?
No, absolutely. Look, primary care docs and, you know, any healthcare practitioner should understand what nitric oxide is and start to recognize that the reason that patient may be sitting in front of them because they're sick and sick and tired of being sick is maybe a nitric oxide-related problem. So it's part of the problem, but also part of the solution. And, you know, we're working hard to get...
What just in general, whether it's diabetes included in this mess?
Absolutely. Insulin resistance is a symptom of nitric oxide deficiency.
Yeah, you know, I'm very, very involved now up to my ears with the importance of exercise being added to the world of these kids, as now we've seen adult onset diabetes have to be renamed over the past decade or two because of juvenile type 2. So these lifestyle functional medicine points are such a big deal. But what are some of the particular symptoms, fatigue, joint pain? What are we talking about that might tip somebody off to pay attention?
Well, there's a hierarchy of symptoms now we recognize. And the first sign and symptom, and we call it the canary in the coal mine, is erectile dysfunction. So that's the first sign and symptom that your body's not making enough nitric oxide to dilate the blood vessels of the sex organs. Number two, your blood pressure starts to go up. Number three, you start to develop metabolic disease. Number four, you develop exercise intolerance where you can't maintain an exercise regimen. And then fifthly, you start to develop mild cognitive impairment, dementia, and eventually Alzheimer's.
Right. Now, the first thing you mentioned, the ED, is one of the areas where it seems that the exposure of nitric oxide has been a lot or included or assumed in many, whether it was beats or whatever that we were talking about. So it's a valid point of view that nitric oxide is a big deal to be paid attention to, because that's such a common problem. And finally, medicine in the world is including that in men's health.
Now, look, absolutely right, because, and you know, the drugs like the PDE5 inhibitors, the Viagras of the world, those drugs are dependent upon the body's ability to make nitric oxide. And we know that only 50% of the men that are given Viagra respond with better erections. And it's those 50% that don't respond that aren't making any nitric oxide. So we have
how
to focus on
the
root cause.
How does, somebody says, you know, I need a reputable, smart source of nitric oxide. What am I looking at?
Well, that's been the challenge, too, because, you know, companies will convince
right.
you that beets are nitric oxide. And beets are the furthest thing from nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a gas. It's not a pill you can swallow. It's not in beets. We have to deliver it for you. And that's really the work that I've done over the past 30 years is I've developed a solid dose form of nitric oxide gas. So if your body can't make this gas, then my products deliver it for you, an orally disintegrating
How
tablet.
About like that new, you know, that the new thing that the, whoever, that they took over, oh, the famous show with Mark and whatever, the millionaire show, with the oxygen being pumped right out of a can in order to be usable in that particular case. Is there anything at all like that available in the world of nitric oxide?
Well, there is. There's inhalative nitric oxide therapy that's been used for, you know, 40 years, but the only medical indication is premature babies born with pulmonary hypertension. So you can deliver it only in an inpatient hospital setting. You know, we're developing drug therapy in an outpatient setting to where, you know, you take this lozenge, you put it in your mouth, it produces nitric oxide gas, it dilates the blood vessels. We're seeing a normalization of blood pressure, insulin signaling improve, erectile function improve, cognition improve. And that's the future of medicine, how to safely and effectively deliver nitric oxide gas.
Yes. Well, that's what we were talking about with my friends, the first guests of today, the Code Girls. Again, natural medicine, retelling the story about how alternative medicine was the term used for decades when I was doing the sports doctor with people from around the world. And I'm not taking credit for it, but I sure chipped in where we were talking about, let's talk complementary. Let's talk
Absolutely.
About... not this or that. Let's talk about complementary. As we were starting, is hyperbaric oxygen valuable at all in the world of nitric oxide?
No, it is. I mean, hyperbaric oxygen works because it's improving the amount of dissolved oxygen, and then that activates nitric oxide production. Nitric oxide is what
really?
Mobilizes our
well,
own stem cells.
My colleagues, many of my guests with the Wounded organization in Florida, the paying a big attention to now, big attention to concussions. Of course, podiatry has always known that hyperbaric oxygen might be of value in wound care, but the idea of all these mental particular cases was something that was really, really fairly new. And because, you know, hyperbaric oxygen is now a lot of different teams that are including it in many different ways. And so the fact that hyperbaric oxygen on occasion or weekly, or whatever, a session, would that make a big difference in somebody's nitric oxide?
Not necessarily, and that's the problem, because we have to focus on the function of the enzyme. And most
okay.
people who have non-healing wounds and are unhealthy, their body can't make nitric oxide. So what we
no,
try to do,
about,
we
I'm
work
I'm talking
with,
about athletes. I'm talking about
yeah, no,
healthy
athletes,
people.
Yeah, athletes can see an improvement in nitric oxide with hyperbaric oxygen treatment.
Okay. But if somebody said, but what is he talking about? Once a month? Is he talking once a week? You know, like massage therapy. I mean, I know, just in general, what are your thoughts regarding if that were to be helpful proactively? And we were talking about what it would take to make a difference. What are we talking about?
But in terms of hyperbaric or nitric oxide-based therapies?
Well, the hyperbaric. In other words, hey, listen, the guy's playing football, he's playing basketball, she's figure skating, And she's getting once a week hyperbaric oxygen to really pay attention to nitric oxide levels. Is that helpful, or is that something where, you know, it's got to be, or can we do it once a month? I was just talking in general as a tool.
Well, I think, look, hyperbaric oxygen is a proven safe and effective tool for wound healing and for recovery from injury for poor healing wounds. But I think there's much more efficient systems to enhance nitric oxide production than hyperbaric. And, you know, that's what we're focused on, is a daily nitric oxide supplement and therapy to improve nitric oxide.
What is the best site for people to find? I know you do a lot of speaking. I know there's an author. What's the best site for people to find out about you and your work?
Well, I encourage people to go to my YouTube channel, Dr. Nathan S. Bryan Nitric Oxide, get educated and properly informed on the science of nitric oxide. And then our product technology is N101.com. That's the letter N, number one, letter O, number one.com. And I've got a new book out called The Secret of Nitric Oxide, Bring the Science to Life, that highly recommend. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or nathansbook.com.
You know, in the world of, again, I've had many experts now, new term, brain health. On the one hand, concussions from people all over the world, but big time brain health. No one ever heard the term before the past couple of years. Again, that longevity. Now that we're paying so much more attention to dementia and all of these other situations, and again, I'm going to have you come back in a minute or two, because I want to talk to you about the foundation biology that really sums up all of these different things, the work, your book, or whatever. When we come back, everybody, it's the Sports Doctor. We're talking with Dr. Nathan Bryan, PhD, the role of nitric oxide.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we're back. It's the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil. We are talking about the role of nitric oxide, the whole science of even age defiance, functional biology, with Dr. Nathan Bryan, PhD. His new book that's coming out, again, this revelation of the tremendous value, most of it overlooked big time, of nitric oxide, the whole science And I was asking you, Dr. Nate, about foundational biology, longevity, brain health, something we just touched on before the break, and about all this direction that you're really paying attention to.
Yeah, absolutely. When we look at chronic disease, whether it's Alzheimer's or heart disease or autoimmune disease, there's four common denominators. There's always reduced blood flow. There's inflammation, oxidative stress, and immune dysfunction. And nitric oxide addresses all of those.
That's a big statement. It's such an important one. Again, when we're talking about one of the most popular topics, which is, again, longevity, functional medicine, paying big attention to holistic medicine, things that don't have side effects, staying healthy, these tremendous challenges, I won't mention politics. We're mentioning some of the stresses and challenges that we're all facing. And youth sports is a big one. The more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressure's on. Play hurt, take medicines, live on this stuff, and not really pay big attention to some of this new science, thousands of years old in many areas. And now I guess the challenge again is being able to identify, being able to really bring this again, which is so why we were excited about having you on, talking again to get the foundational biology. What do you mean?
Well, foundational means that it's absolutely necessary. Your body cannot heal or perform optimally without adequate nitric oxide production. And, the way we've been doing things for the past 100 years in medicine obviously isn't working. We have the sickest population on the face of the earth, and we're the most advanced industrialized country in the world. So we have to pay attention to new innovations, new science that tells us that we must do better and we can do better. And nitric oxide is the future of medicine. It should be considered. And I encourage patients to ask their physicians and their practitioners about nitric oxide and educate them.
We're finding that. Again, we mentioned the hyperbaric oxide, but how is it, can it be delivered? Again, you said it's a gas, and we're talking about, so how does somebody take it? How does it, how does that, you see that playing out, where a couple of years from now, it's a matter of saying, hey, man, I'm taking five breaths on this machine, and boom, I've got that, like that oxygen canister might be that kind of science. Where do you see this going where somebody can not only identify it, but somebody can then really be able to do something about it, whether it's a pill or whether it's, that I don't got to sit there and get an infusion once a month.
Well, again, nitric oxide's a gas, so it's not a pill you can swallow. So I think the only way forward is through this orally disintegrating tablet that I developed years ago. But you put this lozenge in your mouth, it slowly dissolves over 5 to 6 minutes, and as it's dissolving, it's releasing 20 to 30 parts per million nitric oxide gas. It's vasoactive. It dilates the blood vessels. It improves blood flow. It mobilizes stem cells. It improves glucose uptake. And, we've got the lozenge on the market as a consumer product. We're also developing it as a drug therapy for cardiovascular disease, for Alzheimer's. And we're making a topical drug.
You ought to talk to my friends on Sports Pharmacy, which is a virtually new, important area, the whole world of supplements, let alone the world of performance, let alone half of what you're talking about. Jessica Biel is one of their, one of my guests that I've had on in that particular world. The idea that there's some lozenges here. So now, is this prescription? No.
No, it's an over-the-counter product. We're working on drug therapy, but, that's a very important conversation because 99%
of the... Oh, it's a big conversation. What's it called, over-the-counter?
It's N101 nitric oxide lozenge.
Does Walgreens or CV carry it?
No, we're not in retail because, again, there's too much confusion in the marketplace by all these companies out there selling nitric oxide products that don't work.
Now you'll be able to send our segment out to, Osco, Walgreens.
That's
so
right.
Many of my guests are from that world in so many areas. Again, the point is, there's three big areas on the sports doctor. One's awareness, whatever we're talking about, whatever the topic happens to be. The other one is education. Again, whatever we're talking about, whatever the topic is. Number three, big time, is action. The ability to make some change, the idea to educate, whether it's communities, whether it's teams, whether it's the medical community. How has the medical community responded, whether it's the psychology world or, again, the physical side? How have they responded to the ability to take lozenges and make a big difference? Or is that still one of the biggest challenges of them all?
Well, no, look, there's a lot of excitement about the applications of nitric oxide in clinical medicine, because people are starting to recognize, physicians and scientists, that nitric oxide really addresses the root cause of many chronic diseases. But to big pharma, it's very disruptive. You know, what we do is disruptive, because when you address root cause, there's no longer a need for prescription medication.
Pharma, this is the whole idea behind cannabis being fought for like forever. Come up with a plant, what are you telling me, that's got this, and this benefit, that it's not a drug, we can't charge big money for it? That's always been a big challenge. Now there's a lot more acceptance in natural medicine, the role of nutrition, the role of, this is why my new medicine is very simple, 1, 2, 3, everybody get your pencils out. 1, eat smarter. Okay, we could talk all day about eating smarter. 2, keep moving. A lot of choices. Keep moving. 3, reduce stress. And again, like what Doc's telling us here is, guess what? Nitric oxide has got something to do with all of it. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, or you're in the sandwich generation between your parents and your kids, or you're looking again to keep healthy and to reduce some of this nightmare with obesity and with juvenile diabetes and some of these different areas. So, again, those three areas we're paying big attention to in our discussion here with Dr. Brian. Again, the brain health, big deal, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, look, the numbers on Alzheimer's aren't getting better. In fact, they're getting worse. And we know Alzheimer's is a metabolic vascular disease, and nitric oxide addresses both the metabolic and the vascular issues with Alzheimer's.
Now, again, someone's taking lozenges, okay? How often, and what are the costs?
You know, based on the pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics of how we deliver nitric oxide, we typically
find... In general, tell us what we're talking about.
One lozenge twice a day.
Okay.
60 lozenges cost you about $50. So,
okay, that's, you know, it. Yeah, that's in the, again, that's in the supplement world. Criteria, to say the least. Give us again quickly, I knew the time would fly here, Dr. Day. Give us quickly again where people could find out about you, your work, and the nitric oxide products, quickly.
Yeah, YouTube, Dr. Nathan S. Bryan, nitric oxide products can be found at N101.com.
N101.com, great information. Dr. Nathan Bryan, PhD, thanks so much. You're definitely on our roster. People, we will call back. Please hold on. Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob Wisdom to the mix, answer an email or two. Great guests coming up. Really a shout-out, the Winter Olympics. You know, I was watching the freestyle skiing. I couldn't believe the athleticism. I've seen it forever, all these athletes, but it never ceases to amaze me. Or someone coming down a ski slope at 80 miles an hour. Or he's doing quad jumps in figure skating. And it's just another chance, I'm knocking on wood, of our world to somehow get along, to stop, you know, killing each other, and to pay attention to unity and what really, really, really counts. Sometimes we think various times in history would make a difference, and we're like 0-for-8, you know, whether it was with the pandemic change us, you know, would climate change change us? Will the internet, right? How about AI? Is that going to change us? Great guest coming up, Dr. Kelly McCann, is a functional medicine speaker, author, entrepreneur in so many different areas, health, wellness, and the idea of aging gracefully and aggressively. Neil speaks. You know, Neil is a agribusiness entrepreneur. He's got a podcast. I was one of his guests last week, and the but Neil, his world is growing healthy food. Again, the sports doctors pay such attention to the world of nutrition, and it's where it starts, whether it's soil conservation or whatever goes into paying big attention to this. Neil, his world is what they pay attention to, and it was great to add the sports doctor mix with that. The following week, another podcaster, Dr. Craig Wax, will be joining me again, health, wellness, anti-aging, longevity medicine. And then Janine Duckworth, Blue Magnolia, the senior care world, the super senior care world, the caregiver world, big challenge in the health and wellness. And everything from whether exercise makes a difference, whether you're 95 or 9 years old, or whether it is finding the right facility for your parents or grandparents, and so many of these different things that the Sanders generation, people who have children and they have parents still alive, that they many times are facing. So we feature that every once in a while. We're glad that Janine, somebody through Rick Bava and his great senior magazine world, we thank him for his recommendations. So there's some great stuff coming up. Again, I was excited. Everybody knows my figure skating world and the fact that we just celebrated 16 years since Evan Lysacek. We put orthotics in his skates before he was 10. In Naperville, Illinois, and then whatever it was, 12 years later, the Olympic gold medalist, Dancing with the Stars, and the excitement. I can't believe it's 16 years, and I would always say to these young skaters, because I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates on numerous occasions, man, these kids so athletic, and I always tell them, I'm always looking for my next gold medalist. Bingo, there he is, Danny O'Shea. Danny's going to be 35. He and the Team USA figure skating won a gold medal. Danny and his partner, Ellie. Danny must, I don't know if he was 14 when we put orthotics in the skates, man, and gold medalist. So I'm still on a high from that situation saying, hey, there he is, man, the latest gold medalist. Speaking of skating, let's see if I have time for an email or two. Phyllis says, my 10-year-old daughter is a figure skater, and she's a serious skater. She has a coach. She skates almost every day, and she does singles as well as group skating. And she's got these bumps on the inside under her ankle arch area. A coach was concerned about that. Phyllis, this is one of the most common areas we see problems. We either see problems because the bump, which is a enlargement of the navicular bone, which is one of the normal bones in the middle part of the foot, the arch area, and there's a major tendon that runs right underneath that, the posterior tibial tendon that inserts in 5 locations in the arch. So when those bumps are active, they might be getting irritated, and they might cause trouble, and often they do. Whether it's the tendonitis, whether it's the arch pain, whether the bumps themselves hurt. So what we want you to do, Phyllis, is number one, have whoever fits her boots punch out the area where those bumps are on the inside arch, and then pay attention, see podiatry, ideally sports podiatry, somebody who deals with skaters. I've been putting orthotics in skates for 1,000,000 years when this was the problem, with great success. Now, sometimes we'll still pad around that area, And if we ride away, we might see, hey, you know, we can pad around that area with a U-shoe type pad, sort of like a U-shaped pad, maybe of eighth-inch felt around the bottom of that area. So that's what rubs in the skate, not the bump itself. Often, again, excessive pronation, excessive flattening of the arch is the foot type that's often inherited, very common, where, again, in my surgical career, we would see the 75, 80-year-old grandma bunion surgery, her 45, 47-year-old daughter bunion surgery, her 16-year-old daughter, the bunions are starting to bother her. What's inherited is the collapse of the foot mechanics that starts that dislocation. Thanks to our friends at DBS Radio. Go Team USA. Catch everybody next week. It's the Sports Doctor. Thanks, everybody.